Let's take a look now at a story that may be playing out across the country. Schools in Montgomery County, Maryland, and the Metro DC region have seen an influx of thousands of young people from Central America in the past 5 years, many of them traumatized by violence in their home countries or separated from their families and now trying to fit in. Armando Trull of Here and Now contributor WAMU took a look, and a note, the students are identified in the story by their middle names for fear of retaliation because there's evidence they're being bullied.
Dang it! Oh my God, I forgot.
When students walk through the halls of Watkins Mill High School in Montgomery County, Maryland, a barrier divides them. You can't see it, but 16-year-old sophomore Jennifer says it's very real.
There's like the Americanized kids, whether they're Hispanic or like black or white, and there's, you know, the newly arrived kids from Central America.
Jennifer was born in El Salvador, but has lived in Gaithersburg, Maryland since she was a toddler. She considers herself Americanized.
It doesn't socially look right for the American kids to be friends with the newly arrived kids.
There are about 200 newly arrived immigrant students at Watkins Mill. They belong to the wave of thousands of Central American youth that have arrived in the Washington, D.C. area over the last 5 years.
It's just like we like to exclude them for the simple fact that they're so different.
Jennifer tells me that not only are the Central American newcomers shunned, they're also labeled with the Spanish word chanchi, which means piglet.
Anyone that's not Americanized is basically a chanchi. But that only goes for the Hispanic kids. If you're, like, from India and you don't speak English, you don't have a code name.
Esa palabra chanchi, de algo sucio.
That word, chanchi, it's something like a dirty animal, a pig.
Ashley is also 16, also from El Salvador. Unlike Jennifer, she's not Americanized. She fled her country last year. She says she had been beaten and sexually assaulted by gang members there. Ashley says the label chanchi is demeaning.
That word, like a piece of worthless garbage you find on the street. Like you aren't capable of learning anything, of understanding anything.
Giselle Martinez is a mental health counselor in Prince George's County, Maryland, another Washington, D.C. suburb. She says chanchi has become a commonplace slur at many schools in the region.
Chanchi was yelled in the hallway. Chanchi was written on someone's notebook. Chanchi was on the locker. It was written with a permanent marker.
It's gone beyond just words, says Martinez.
Because there are many fights that take place in schools, outside of schools, right after school.
This is sound from Twitter videos. They claim to show a November 2015 fight inside Watkins Mill High and a second fight outside the school. A letter from the principal to parents said 19 students were suspended. The victims were recently arrived immigrant youth. Maria Navarro is the chief academic officer for Montgomery County Public Schools. She says stopping the bullying of Central American newcomers has become a priority.
It is something that we need to continue to step on and not let go of the intensity pedal on this because it's a reality in our schools.
So now counselors and police are making the rounds at schools where tensions are high, trying to stay one step ahead of the violence. Meanwhile, the newcomers are seeking safety in numbers, says counselor Giselle Martinez.
They go in huge groups, so they no longer roam the hallways alone. Like, they go as a pack.
According to data collected by the Montgomery County School System in 2014, about a third of all students said they didn't feel safe at schools with large numbers of newcomers. Martinez argues this fear is worrisome because it makes youth easy prey for gang recruitment.
And they see the sense of brotherhood, the sense of community that gangs say they offer or what they perceive as offering, and it's enticing.
Navarro recognizes that schools need to do more to address the bullying of newcomers.
We have a staff that needs some specific targeted training and understanding exactly what this means. We also have to think about sort of the social-emotional supports and the tolerance level that our schools have and how they speak and confront these issues.
Meanwhile, Ashley, the recently arrived Salvadoran girl, suggests one way to confront the issue is to ban chanchi as hate speech.
Entonces, dicen los maestros,
teachers tell us never to use the N-word because it's insulting to black people and was used when they were slaves. I understand that, but when students use the word chanchis, no one tells them to stop.
School officials say banning chanchi will be part of the tolerance training that the system plans to do. For Here and Now, I'm Armando Drew.